It was so quiet when Shannon Miles walked into the Houston courtroom, you could only hear the sound of the shackles around his ankles and waist. A show of force looking on as several dozen sheriff's deputies stared down the man accused of killing their fellow officer.
He unloaded the entire weapon into Deputy Goforth.
Prosecutors gave the most detailed account yet of how Shannon Miles allegedly ambushed Deputy Darren Goforth as he was walking back to his patrol car at pump number 8.
And he runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots. Deputy Goforth hits the ground, and then he continues to unload his gun, shooting repeatedly into the back of Deputy Goforth.
The prosecutor says Miles emptied all the rounds from his .40 caliber handgun, 15 shots in all, before walking to his truck and driving away from the scene. Deputy Goforth left dead in a pool of his own blood, shell casings on the ground around him. On this spot now, a memorial of teddy bears and flowers has blossomed in Deputy Goforth's honor. The deputy often patrolled Brian McCullough's neighborhood. That's why he and a team of volunteers have stood vigil around pump number 8, organizing a collection for Goforth's wife and two children. So far, they've raised more than $80,000, plus another $110,000 online.
This is what he would want, is just looking after his family. I know that he was going off duty when all of this happened, and he was a man that was a family man. And the only thing on his mind was getting home and being with his family.
Investigators say ballistics tests linked the shell casings at the crime scene to a handgun found in Shannon Miles' home garage. But not much is known about the murder suspect. Miles' family has not spoken out, and other family and friends have stayed quiet. The motive in the shooting, which investigators describe as cowardly and cold-blooded, is still unclear. But the sheriff says Deputy Goforth was targeted because he wore a uniform.
This rhetoric has gotten out of control. We've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, cops' lives matter too. So why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter and take that to the bank?